So I've managed to make my way back home. So I apologise. This is not coming from Mantor, the Great Ridge at the Peak District. Now, I did do a recording that I was actually... I wasn't happy with it. And the reason why I wasn't happy is because I kind of sounded a bit insecure. And I think it's probably because I was worried that I was... I was going to fail and not do well. I suppose that's really what failing is. I think I was worried that I was going to look silly and struggle and get to the top and be exhausted or get lost. Or I think all of these things I was worried about, really, to be fair. When, upon reflection, walking up from Edale, there was really nothing to it. And then I kind of really need to have a bit more confidence in myself and my ability as a hiker and remember that I'm good at it. I don't care if that sounds big-headed. It's true. I am good at it. And it's not because I'm being big-headed. It's because I've been doing it for a very long time and I'm experienced. So I don't know why I don't ever value myself at all. So, and I think it's probably because, you know, I'd was somewhat unprepared. I'd only sort of prepared to, I don't think I'd even prepared myself mentally for it either. And so I kind of rocked up in the car, parked up in the car, paid more money than I should have for the parking. But even then, the parking was still cheap. It was like £7.90 for 24 hours. And then I had no service on my phone, so I couldn't get my maps up. And I hadn't saved the map on my phone. So it's like, okay, now I actually don't know where I'm going. I had a paper version in the car that I printed off. So I then went back to the car and got that. And it still wasn't very clear, but at least I managed to get the right direct, walk in the right direction. And once I'd walked in the right direction, I kind of saw the National Trust sign that didn't say Mantor, but I remembered it from looking at it on the map and thinking, right. And then I saw some hikers in the distance. And the thing was, I felt intimidated because every other hiker that I saw was in like proper hiking boots that supported your ankle and they had waterproofs on. And they had hiking poles and they had hats on and glasses and big backpacks. You know, I mean, they had all the gear, you know. And then there was me in a Next hoodie and a pair of sort of fashion shorts. And my, you know, I had my backpack with my camera, a pair and an apple and some water and my hiking shoes and the National Trust socks my mum bought me, right? For walking in walking socks. So I didn't look like a hiker per se. I just looked like a holiday maker, you know. And I think the concern was that I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how to get to the top. I couldn't follow the map because I had no service. And so what I ended up doing was kind of remembered the route and I saw a farmer halfway and said, is this the way to Mantor? And they said, yes. That was the only information they gave me. I was walking in the direction of the hikers who were in front of me, who I passed because they weren't very fast. And then I realised that once I was up on the ridge and I found the ridge really easily, and it wasn't, I mean, there was some technical bits that were quite steep, but overall it was quite easy to get to. It took 20 minutes it took. And once I was on the ridge, I realised that I was kind of like overtaking everybody. And then it's like that confidence sort of suddenly came in. It's like, hang on a minute, you're actually above average compared to everybody else. They're just dressed for the occasion because they're cold or it's windy or whatever. And it's like, remember who you are and what you do. It's like the whole point of my adventures is to do as much as I can with as little. You know, I'm the first person to mock people for all the gear and no idea. And then, you know, making sure that you actually go out and do something, whether you've got the gear or not. It's about doing the thing. And in this country, we're really blessed with the beauty that we've got, and the places to go are incredible, but they're not hugely remote, and you know, you running into trouble is not going to be that much of a problem, and you really don't need to overdress. And I kind of feel like that's what I saw today. So I kind of felt like I unnecessarily gave myself a hard time. But I one thing I don't normally do, but that I did do, was I remember as I was walking down into heading into Hope Village, I actually said to myself, well done. I actually openly, out loud, complimented myself or encouraged myself for doing it, because I wouldn't normally do that. Which is a shame, because I'm hard on myself when I do things wrong, but I rarely congratulate myself when I do things right. But that was a really enjoyable day. I mean, I hated driving home. That was so boring. Driving down the M1 is boring. There's no two ways about it. But doing that walk was really, it was invigorating. It really was. And enjoyable. And the view was spectacular. I mean, I kind of was thinking about, would I want to go back? And then I realised I didn't even get as far as Kinder Scout. So I don't think, you know, like driving 4 hours to the Peak District to do Mam Tour again and the Great Ridge would be a good use of time and money, if I'm honest. But I think maybe go back and do the whole route of like doing Mam Tour down when it's pass and then up to Kinder Scout, then maybe that would be a good, maybe I could do that over a couple of days and camp at the youth hostel, because that was all really easy and really easy to find and very straightforward. I think I spent about £80 on petrol. That's only because petrol is so expensive right now, and well, it's going to be expensive for a while. So, and then I got the train back. So I did the walk up along the Great Ridge and then came down into Hope Valley, into Hope Village, and then walked along and then out of the village up to Hope Station. And it was £5, and then it was one stop, and it was like 5 minutes. So it was, you know, I would say it wasn't horribly difficult, you know. So I really, really did enjoy it. I'm totally pleased with myself, and I feel like I've done a proper hike and pod. And I did record the journal series for Hike and Pod, which I've published already. So be very interested to see how that pans out. Anyway, I'm happy.